This week on the 200th on the Marquee, we've got haunting family horrors and an undercover dad. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On the Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Dwayne The Rock Johnson stars in Snitch. When his son is arrested as the patsy in a drug deal that's gone bad, a desperate father goes undercover for the DEA to try and secure his release.
In the horror film Dark Skies, a suburban family is haunted by a mysterious dark presence. Though the film's producers were also responsible for Insidious and Sinister, the director was also responsible for Legion and Priest. So this one could go either way.
Opening at the Gateway, The Jeffrey Dahmer Files is a docudrama that takes a hard look at the life of the notorious serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. Through interviews, archival footage, and reenactments, this film investigates Dahmer's life leading up to and after his arrest in the summer of 1991 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Well, it looks like these subpar movies of January have spilled over into February. So, for my pick this week, I'll recommend taking another look at this year's Oscar nominees, like Lincoln or Silver Linings Playbook.
Agreed. At this time of year, checking out some of the last-minute Oscar offerings isn't a bad plan. But if you have to see a new release this week, Dark Skies does co-star J.K. Simmons as a paranoid extraterrestrial expert, which sounds just crazy enough to check out.
Or if this week's chills and thrills don't have you racing to your favorite theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Argo. In case you're not already familiar with Ben Affleck's award-winning drama, it's a story of a secret CIA mission to extract six Americans from Iran during the 1979 hostage crisis. Though the Academy somehow overlooked Affleck for a Best Director nomination, his first film outside Beantown is also his best yet.
In Sinister, an investigative novelist played by Ethan Hawke moves his family into a mysterious murder house for his latest tell-all book. They get more than he bargained for when he finds a box of film containing recordings of other killings with supernatural implications. Sinister is one of the better horror films I've seen lately. It has a better-than-average cast, some good scares, and doesn't overstay its welcome.
Director Joe Wright's Anna Karenina stars Keira Knightley as the title character, a wealthy Russian wife and mother who falls in love with a handsome young cavalry officer. Though it takes some work to keep track of the tangled storylines, the main themes are still evident, along with the passion and conflict and tragedy of it all.
Atlas Shrugged Part 2 is the riveting sequel to 2011's Atlas Shrugged, based on the novel by Ayn Rand. When the world is on the verge of economic collapse, a broken magical motor could be the answer. The only problem is they need to find the motor's creator, John Galt.
In the teen Halloween comedy Fun Size, Nickelodeon star Victoria Justice stars as a nerdy Cleveland teen who is forced to spend the night chasing after her troublemaking little brother instead of going to the party of the year. Though the random story seems to be an attempt at wild and crazy hangover-style comedy fit for all audiences, this PG-13 preteen comedy isn't really appropriate for any audiences.
Other new releases include Battlestar Galactica Blood and Chrome, and two 3D theatrical releases, Pixar's Monsters, Inc., and Top Gun. If none of this week's new releases catch your fancy, you can check out one of this week's catalog releases, like a remastered edition of The Terminator, The Running Man, Michael Mann's The Insider, Marlon Brando's On the Waterfront, and the universally acclaimed Highlander 2.
Well, for my pick this week, I have to go with Argo. Even if you've already seen it, this award winner is worth another look. If you're in the market for some family entertainment, though, be sure to check out Monsters, Inc. in 3D.
There are so many good Blu-ray releases this week, it's too hard to pick just one. Argo and Sinister are both good choices in their own way, while the remastered edition of The Terminator and The Insider are great catalog pickups.
Well, that's what you'll find on the Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Fairy Tale Heroes and Honor Students Gone Wild. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week,
fame has a 15-minute half-life, infamy lasts a little longer.